This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
Welcome to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinav Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
And I'm John Galantis.
And you can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have a question for Dr. Shah, anything you'd like to write in, just suggest that we talk about, you can send us a text at 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
Right you are, Ryan. And guys, you can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links right here in the description of the show so you can do just that. And I do feel like being a Christian show, I do feel the need to kind of come clean. That was a bit of pure theater. Ryan Hill has left the building. He's left the town. He's left the city. He's still in the same state. He's still in North Carolina, but he's not here today. And I felt like maybe impersonating him would bring him back to me in kind of a cool way, but it didn't work out that way. Ryan's not here. I'm doing the intro solo dolo, but hey, that's okay. I don't have any bitterness in my heart, no vitriol, nothing like that. I do wish that he were here and hadn't left me all on my own in the stony lonesome of the Clearview Today studio, but that is what it is. The verse of the day is coming to us from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. It says, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And Paul is referencing these promises that are possessed by people who are in Christ. You know, he's referenced several Old Testament scriptures that connect God's promises to the Israelites, to the Jewish people. And it's all about their obedience, right? It's separating themselves from the ungodly nations, from unclean things. And so some of God's promises to Israel, it depends on the Israelites' willingness. In fact, a lot of God's promises depend on the Israelites' willingness to obey him in that way. And so there's nothing new under the sun. It's not like now all of a sudden we're under this new covenant and suddenly we don't have to obey God anymore because there's grace. Paul is saying, listen, you have to separate yourselves from that. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit and perfect holiness in the fear of God. It isn't that we're frightened of what God's going to do to us if we don't obey. It's this reverence of who he is. He is so holy and he is so perfect that my compulsion really is to obey him. That is our verse of the day. We hope that these verses are helpful for you guys. They're really helpful for us. A lot of you guys may notice that the dates that we give you, like 2 Corinthians 7:1, it actually matches up to the date that we're doing. And that's because of today's sponsor is the Date the Word app. You know, a lot of these verses that we read to you guys, they're specially picked by the people over at Date the Word to match up what's going on today's date. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening day to day. And so the Date the Word app is really specially designed to connect today's date to God's word with the hope of making it more memorable for you. They have lots of devotions on that app. They do lots of birthday verses. You can send someone their birthday verse, just a lot of ways to communicate. And more importantly than anything else, get people into the word of God. You know, we actually had someone write in. I save a lot of these, but we actually had someone write in for our $1 million Monday. Here comes the money. Yeah. So $1 million Monday. This is coming from Dallas P. from South Carolina. It's kind of crazy. Someone from Dallas. I would have just lied and said I was from Texas. $1 million. But every time you see a purple car, you have to get out of the car and do a Chinese fire drill. I'm not going to lie to you, Dallas. I'll do it. I'm taking the money. Here's the thing. I have heard similar ones about every time you see X-colored car, whatever. Not a red car, blue car, but an out there color, like a purple car, an orange car, like even a lime green car. Here's the thing. You think you never see them until you start looking for them, and you're going to find those cars. I've seen purple cars around our town. I've seen them around the Raleigh, Wake Forest area. They're not as rare as you would think. That being said, I'm still doing this 100%. If you don't know what a Chinese fire drill is, it's basically where you stop the car, get out, run around the car in the in the middle of traffic, and then get back in the car as if nothing were to happen. Sometimes you can change seats, but yeah, 100%. I don't see any downside to doing that. If I was on a bridge, that would be kind of scary, especially if I'm on like a down. It says every time you see a car, you have to get out of the car and do a Chinese fire drill. So I'm going to assume that I'm allowed to pull over. I don't have to stop in the middle of the interstate. But I tell you what, we're going to bring Dr. Shaw and his wife Nicole in here in just a couple of seconds. I'm going to ask them about it. Dr. Shaw's got kind of a big truck too, so I don't know if he's jumping down out of a big Nissan truck right on the middle of the freeway to run around and do a Chinese fire drill. But hey, for $1 million, man, there's not a lot I wouldn't do. Certainly, we're gonna ask Dr. Sean and Nicole the same thing. Thank you for writing into the show. You guys can text that number if you have any $1 million Mondays you want to hit us with, or just suggestions for things that you want to hear us talk about here on the Clearview Today Show, or you can visit us online, clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be right back after this. Hey. Hey, you.
Me?
No, not you. You, listening to the Clearview Today Show. You're here right now because you love Christian talk radio, and I'm 100% down for that. But what if I told you that Clearview Church also produces original music?
That's right. At Clearview, we're more than just a church. We're a vibrant family where everyone is encouraged to worship God right where they are.
We wanted to make sure that your worship doesn't stop when you walk out the door on Sunday morning.
Our music is more accessible than ever. You can worship God in any situation, in the car, at home, in the gym, while cleaning your house. Wherever you are, we'll be right there with you.
You can check us out on Apple Music or on Spotify, anywhere digital music is consumed. We got a few singles out right now. We have an EP out as well. And right now, at this moment, actually, we are working on our first ever full-length original album. Hopefully that's going to be out sometime this coming summer.
Clearview Worship on iTunes and Spotify is your 24/7 place for inspiration and worship. Follow us today and let God's message of hope, love, and faith be a guiding light in your life.
Amen. Let's hop back into the show. Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have a question, anything you want to ask Dr. Shah about, any topics that you'd like to hear us talk about on the show, write in, send us a text, 252-582-5028, or you can also email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com. We are here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show, along with permaguest Nicole Schott. Every time. I don't know why I thought it. I'm just going to let it be. Here, we're going to put it right. Air horns for Nicole. It's good to see you, Nicole. Good to see you, Dr. Shaw. We are we're running it solo this week.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of our, people.
John is in charge. Well, John is really the mind behind the show, and Ryan is the excellent host. But our staff, mm-hmm. I would say half the staff is
mm-hmm.
gone.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone on a mission trip.
Yes.
And they're gone with Ryan, mm-hmm. Elizabeth, who mm-hmm. are our student leaders as well.
Right.
And they're helping them as chaperones, as Bible study leaders. David is leading the worship, mm-hmm. as always, and helping the songwriting. They come back with a song.
Yep, every year.
And they do a phenomenal job every time. And Nick is gone. Nick, who is our I guess what, sound manager?
Sound engineer, video switcher, video engineer, yeah.
And he's gone there too because he is leading their recreation, right? So he's doing
he's
that.
He's game time director.
Very true. Game time director.
Very true.
There's nobody who can play games like Nick.
Nick has, Nick has really revolutionized game time, I will say. Nick is, that was a hidden talent of his that I didn't know he had until he actually saw him in action.
He learned that being at Camp Living Water in Bryson City. I saw him in action last year, I believe it was. Last year, right? Yeah, it was last year. And I was like, wow, he's really doing good with this.
Yeah.
So he's doing that. Adam Painter, who's also gone, he and his wife are helping out as well. So, and Melissa Jones.
Yeah, Melissa's there, Big staff.
Our whole staff is gone.
Yeah, big staff. We got Katie.
Yeah, we held on to Katie and we held on to Nicole.
So that was good. That's why if you notice, this episode is not going to sound any different, but it will look a little bit different. We got the super source going. Don't at me. That's what it's going to be. If y'all, don't like it, just y'all just going to wait a week. It is what it is. We got super source. That's what it is. That's what we look like. I like the super source because we look like little newscasters, just kind of talking boxes, talking to each other. Like we said, don't at me. But Dr. Shah, Nicole, I did want to ask this because somebody wrote in for Million Dollar Monday today and they said that anytime you get $1 million right off the bat, that's good money, easy money. But anytime you see a purple car out in the wild, out in the wilderness, you got to stop your car and do a Chinese fire drill wherever you're at.
Every time you see a purple car,
yeah,
I'll like somebody's purple car, and we do this thing.
Yeah, you like driving on the highway, you're like driving on the interstate. A purple car passes you. You got to stop, get out, Chinese fire drill.
Now we can get off on the side of the road, correct?
You got to do it immediately. But yeah, you can't like do it. You can't be like I'll do it at the next couple exits. Like you got to pull over. Yeah, you got to stop in the interstate. You can pull over on the shoulder.
Then you don't even get to spend the $1 million.
Who was it that wrote in? Hold on, let me see who wrote in. They didn't specify.
Yeah,
it was Dallas P.
Oh,
it was Dallas P.
Okay.
Bryce Dallas Price Dallas Howard. I don't know, but it was Dallas P. from North Carolina.
That's funny.
He or she, I guess, did not specify.
Okay,
that's
so
funny.
I'm assuming you can. Dr. Shah, would you do it?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, Chinese fire drill
for $1 million. Of course,
$1 million. Of course.
Here's the thing: you don't realize how many purple cars are out there. You would think, oh, it's not that common. But once you start thinking about it, you start seeing them. Because someone posed a similar question to me. Every time you see an orange car, you have to blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I never see orange cars. You start seeing them. I don't know what it is. Whatever you're looking for, you start seeing them.
Well, it's like you buy a new car.
That's right.
And you think, well, not many people have this car. You know, I've got kind of not really one of a kind, but.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're driving around and you're like, wait a minute, there's a lot of people that drive in my car.
Does vehicle color matter to you guys at all?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
So like when you went to get your truck and they showed you trucks, were you like, I like it, but I want it in silver or I want it in black?
No, well, I'm friends with some of the car dealership owners and they're really, really friendly and good and they help so many people. So when I went to them, I said, look, I need this.
Right.
I need a nice Nissan truck.
Right.
And so Alan's like, sure.
Uh-huh.
Can I interest you in a Ford? I was like, I know Fords are great. I would like a Nissan.
Yeah.
And then somebody else said, you know, try the Chevy. Uh-huh. Chevy's good. I'm like,
I know. I feel like something's getting lost in translation. Yeah. I hear you. I'm going to try for the third time. I would love a Nissan.
And they're like, so we have a silver one.
Uh-huh.
It's one of our program cars, trucks, and it's fantastic. I wasn't expecting a silver one.
Right.
It's hard to find.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Same with you?
Well, mine's a little bit different. You have to think about the fact that my very first car was a 1973 Beetle Volkswagen with a crank sunroof, and it was race car orange. Yeah.
Nicole?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 16.
Hey, look, Ellie had a red Firebird with T-tops.
Wow.
So, I mean, as far as obstinate cars or whatever.
Yeah. So, not that I didn't like my car, but if I could have chosen a different color, I definitely would have.
Oh, you didn't choose the orange?
No, it was just the way it came.
Did it at least look good? What was it called?
I mean, it did.
Tell me what it was called again.
It was a 1973 Beetle Volkswagen in race car orange.
Oh.
That's funny.
Hold on a second.
I'm looking for it.
Yeah, I'm looking for it too.
I have a picture of it somewhere.
My goodness, Nicole. Tell me that was not your car.
Was
it as orange?
It was brighter than that. It was a brighter orange.
That's like more it yellow.
Was, that's yeah. yellow.
But it was that type. Golly.
Yes.
And you drove it around on purpose?
Who got it for you? That was the only car I had.
Who got it for you?
My dad.
Well, let me show that's respect. Funny. I'll show respect. Wow. 19. I'm gonna drop that in the
show notes.
In the show notes, yeah. 1973 Volkswagen
I'll have to find
Beetle.
The picture. I'm actually sitting in front of my car, and I'll have to send.
Yeah, send it to me before okay. the episode airs, and we'll drop it in there. Okay. Well, you know, we're talking about marriage. We're talking about relations. Let's see if I can do this as good as Ryan does. You know, we're talking about God's will for your life. A lot of people struggle to discern God's will for your life because yes. we don't really know what it is.
That's
you know,
right.
we don't know how to find it, how to look for it. And we've talked about it as far as just these three different wills or these three different views on God's will. We talked about it as far as life, decisions, career, but we wanted to talk about it as far as marriages go.
Yeah. But just a quick recap. Mm-hmm. on those three wills is coming from a book that was edited back, I think it's 2008. Mm-hmm. It's called How Then Should We Choose Three Views on God's Will and Decision Making. And they identify three wills mm-hmm. Or three views. The first one is a specific will view. Mm-hmm. And again, using the GPS analogy, it's like the turn-by-turn view.
Right. Okay.
Like God gives you turn-by-turn directions on what career, what school, what spouse or marriage partner, what house, where do you move? I mean, mm-hmm. it's turn by turn, God gives you directions. Mm-hmm. Then there is the wisdom view. Again, using the GPS analogy, we call this the best option view.
Right.
It means there is no perfect will of God for you, but God gives you wisdom mm-hmm. in His Word. Just use that wisdom and figure out the best one for you. Mm-hmm. That's the wisdom view. And then, of course, the last one is the relationship view. Using the GPS analogy, we call this the local guide is with you.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because this is we're talking about marriage, right? Talking yeah. about relationships. Nicole, mm-hmm. are you a good local guide? Do you good on directions?
I think I am. But women, I'm just speaking generically. Mm-hmm. We don't do like a lot of street names. We do landmarks. So I will tell you, go until you see, you know, a landmark yeah. or whatever, and turn right.
Right.
Or turn, because women look for stuff like that.
Generally speaking, there are women who are, you know, just kind of like men.
Yeah.
They have street names and all that.
Yeah.
But then there are men who, like me, I can also go by sight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can do that.
Or
yeah.
there are women who are like, they're in the passenger seat and they're looking at the GPS and they're like, you're going to turn.
Now.
And you just, no, it's like, I missed it.
Yeah. No, I'm more like in half of a mile, you're going to be turning right.
I got you.
Half a mile.
So you would pass the relationship view test as far as these wills are concerned.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So which one is the right one? And our answer, if you remember in the mm-hmm. past couple of shows, is there is no right or wrong one. It just depends on several things. Number one, your personality. Sometimes is you need the turn by turn.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there are people who are more, I don't think I need the turn by turn.
Right.
Just show me the best option, God.
Mm-hmm.
And as they study the Word of God, they see this is the best will that God has for me. Based on my gifts and talents, I'm supposed to be this, not that.
Right.
So that's how the wisdom view.
Right.
And then there are times that God just says, put all that away and just look to me.
Mm.
And as you grow in me, you're going to have what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think all three are valid.
It's encouraging because there's lots of people who look at life differently and life kind of happens differently.
Yeah.
And knowing mm-hmm. that it's like, well, golly, that really doesn't fit me. I guess I have to change yeah. rather than look at each situation and wisely think like which one is God talking to me in this yeah. situation?
Which one is which?
Yeah.
So when it comes to relationship, life would be so much easier if we would just know who mm-hmm. is that person.
Right.
That'd be great.
That would be
yeah.
great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember our dating years and, you know, you're out there looking for that person and you're praying for that person. Sometimes you're like sick of that and say, I don't want to even worry about it. I'm just going to focus on my career
right.
or my health or yeah. just be with a bunch of friends and have a good time or go on a mission trip. I'm just not going to worry about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that's what God has called you to a single life, then of course, don't worry about it. But then if it's not, mm-hmm. then you come right back to the same place and go, I wish I had somebody.
Yeah. One of the first things that I think of, because Abaddon always talks about this, that he fell in love with my family before he fell in love with me.
Really?
Is that what is their family like? Mm-hmm. Does their family have the same values that maybe your family has? And it doesn't have to be exactly, but is it really close?
That's
a huge thing.
That's true.
Of course, we talk about salvation, but mm-hmm. also family values. Those are the top things that I tell people. If those things line up, there's a very good chance other mm-hmm. things will work out.
And I know it's kind of an age old joke, but I think there's some truth mm-hmm. to it too. You can really see it even in the reaction. Cause like, yeah. I remember when I was immature, when Ellie was like, you know, hey, I want you to meet my mom and dad, or I want you to meet my dad. When Ellie and I were dating, I was still like immature. I was like 19, 20. And she was like, you know, I want you to meet my dad. That's really important. Yeah. And I was like, well, this was fun. Maybe we go on ahead and call it. Look, it was nice. And I'll see you soon. But I remember being like, oh gosh, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And
it's about that story.
Yeah, well, you told that story before. Yeah, you can tell if you want.
No, I mean, I was scared to meet her dad.
Yeah.
Not that I was doing anything wrong, but I was like, he won't like me mm-hmm. or he'll be judgmental or whatever. But in the end, it turned out he was very kind and mm-hmm. gentle and Christ-like. Mm-hmm. And it was a life-changing moment.
Yeah, I love
meeting
that story.
Her dad. Mm-hmm. I would say, there are people out there listening. And I know there are people who are maybe young adult who's listening to this show and thinking, yeah, I'm the one. What do I need to do? Mm-hmm. Or there may be parents out there who are listening to this show, or grandparents mm-hmm. who are concerned about some young person in their life. Or when I say young, I'm not saying they have to be like 21.
Right.
Young could be 37. Young could be 42, mm-hmm. 44. I mean, it just depends on your perspective. I would back up a little bit mm-hmm. and spend the rest of the time just discussing or talking about, you know, what is it that makes relationships special?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How should we choose a relationship that would be according to God's will? To start out, understand why you're choosing a relationship. You're choosing a relationship not just to hang out mm-hmm. or go date or have someone to go places with. You're choosing it ultimately for marriage.
Right. That's true.
Because if it's not, and if you're just hanging out, you're wasting someone's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and wasting your own time.
Yeah,
you're wasting
your time. Our world has lost sight of that, and it was very common at one point for it to be like, well, that's not the Christian view. But now even Christians are falling into that view where it's like, we'll get it, we'll get there.
Yeah,
let's just have fun, right?
Why ruin this?
Yeah,
but do understand that the end goal is marriage. Yeah. So Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created man in His own image.
Mm-hmm.
In the image of God He created him." Male and female, He created them.
Right. It's about reflecting God's image.
Right.
Because let's take the relationship part out of it.
Right.
You should be doing that anyway. You should be moving towards that end goal of reflecting God's image.
Right. So when we talk about this male and female reflecting God's image, don't misunderstand. It does not mean that God is a little bit of a man and a little bit of a woman.
Right.
That's not true.
Right.
God is spirit,
mm-hmm.
but He has chosen to relate with us in the masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And you heard me talk about this, and you've heard mm-hmm. us talk about it, because the man is supposed to lead in a relationship. He's supposed to be the initiator mm-hmm. in the relationship. So God has chosen to relate with us in the masculine. So how do male and female reflect God's image? Think about it for a moment. God created the man and the woman to be same in essence, but distinct in persons.
It's crazy because in any other time period, this would be completely normal and understood. Right. But in 2024,
nope,
not the case.
Because we're dealing with the whole idea of, well, there's been so much litigation and everything over same-sex marriages. And it's one of those things that it's okay now. Mm. It's supposed to be normal
mm-hmm.
that a woman can marry a woman, a man can marry a man. But how can that reflect God's image?
Right. It cannot. It's an affront. And when we talk about God's image, who is God? God is Trinity.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Father, Son, Spirit. Three who have the same essence, and yet they are different persons.
Right.
Marriage, it's not three. Well, in a sense, it is three. You mm-hmm. have God in the marriage as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. But really, we're talking about male and female, same essence, different persons.
Right. But the reason, and correct me if I'm saying this wrong or wording it incorrectly, but the reason that homosexuality is such an affront to God is because there's not three fathers. There's not right. three sons. There's right. not three Holy Spirits. They're right. different. And so when he created Eve, he did it to create something different.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful... He is the main image. We are the copy.
Right.
So if we're going to distort the copy, what we're saying is that the image is wrong, mm-hmm. and the image can never be wrong.
That's right. That's right.
Secondly, marriage is God's gift for companionship. So if you're heading into a dating relationship, or if you're looking for someone to date, mm-hmm. think about it also, not only is God's image reflected, but are you looking for a companion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I've told my kids too is like, you know, what you know of that person as you begin to date, and you start dating because you like to be around the person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I don't believe in love at first sight. I believe that you gradually fall in love.
How do you explain West Side Story?
It's not love
at first sight. Maria.
But, so, as you get to know this person, I remember my dad asking me after our first or second date, he was like, well, what you know of him, can you see yourself married to this man?
Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm. that wasn't even on my radar. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for a spouse and you go out with a person, even if you've only gone out with him for one time and you've spent a couple of hours, you know, what you know of that person, do you think, or can you see yourself married to that person?
True.
That should be in the back of your mind mm-hmm. as you get to know this person. The more I get to know this person, can they
make a good companion?
Yeah. Can I see myself married to this person?
One of the ways that Ellie has helped me, and I think working at Clearview has helped me too, is that it's helped me realize that people and companionship mm-hmm. is good for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that, well, like naturally, I want to be by myself. I want to isolate. Mm-hmm. That's what makes me happy. But it's not good for me.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? And it's a big difference. That's what satisfies me on the exterior. But to isolate and to be by yourself and to be apart from everybody else is not good for me. And right. and I like what God says here where he's like, this is good.
This is not good yeah. for man right. to be alone.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course, also it is not good for a woman to be alone mm-hmm. as well. Then also marriage fulfills a great mystery.
Mm.
And Paul expounds on this in Ephesians chapter 5:23. He says, for the husband is head of the wife, mm-hmm. as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Verse 31. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Mm-hmm. So marriage fulfills a great mystery.
Mm.
And the mystery is the relationship between Christ and the church. So I'm assuming that most of our listeners are coming from a Christian background.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whether you are that person looking for a relationship or you're a parent who is guiding and just you're kind of frustrated, not knowing how you can encourage your young person if they are disappointed mm-hmm. or they are you know, feeling anxiety over time running out,
mm-hmm.
or you're that grandparent and you're trying to be the matchmaker for your granddaughter or grandson or some nephew or niece, you're trying to help them find somebody. Just understand what we're doing over here. We're helping you see marriage reflects God's image.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is God's gift of companionship, as Nicole just mentioned. This is when you date, this is a good time to figure out, is this the person that mm-hmm. I can see myself with?
Mm-hmm.
But then for a Christian, it goes much further. And the further is, it reflects a mystery, mm-hmm. and the mystery is the relationship with Christ, between Christ and the church.
That's mm-hmm. a great point.
That's where dating relationships should be headed.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what they should see on the horizon. Now, I'll be honest, when Nicole and I started dating, I didn't see all those things up front. Mm-hmm. I doubt you saw.
No, not at all.
Like, I'm looking for how does this reflect God's image? Okay, I think it happened. Okay, it's like, how? Well,
I really like her, but how does this contribute to the mystery of Christ? Yeah. Like, no.
I doubt that.
Not at all.
Yeah, let's be realistic. We're not. But I'm hoping this conversation is helping somebody who may be struggling, mm-hmm. Who may be struggling with broken relationships, or their heart's been broken, or they just can't seem to find that person, or, mm-hmm. or where they are located in the church context or work context. It's like, there's nobody. Yeah. There's nobody.
Yeah.
I'm hoping today's little discussion is helping them kind of see that there are some open doors.
Absolutely.
And a change of perspective.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll be talking about this tomorrow too, because, you know, God is not the only one with a design for marriage. The enemy has a design for your marriage, yes. as well. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Nicole, thank you for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow on tomorrow's episode. If you guys like this episode, you want to hear more, or if you want to contribute some topics for us to talk about, make sure you send us a text, 252-582-5028. You can always visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, and you can always donate financially to that. You can support us in that way. We really appreciate you guys giving and supporting the show. We wouldn't be able to do it without your generosity and without God working and moving through you. So thank you for supporting us in that way. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.